Chapter 15. The Whip. Soon afterwards, the savage found an old lighthouse at the top of a remote hill. He spent his first day and night there praying. He had decided to punish himself for being so severe to Linda in her last moments. He would pay for this for the rest of his life. Before moving to the lighthouse, John bought 4 warm blankets, cooking utensils, tools, matches, cords, some vegetable seeds, and some flour. His plan was to grow and hunt his food himself. He had resolved to live independently, without the comforts of civilization. The morning after he arrived, he cut down a young tree and began working to make a bow and arrow to kill the rabbits in the area. He suddenly realized that he was singing. He was enjoying the work. He couldn't forgive himself. He had come here to punish himself, not enjoy himself. He went into the lighthouse, took the cords, and made himself a whip. Then he took off his shirt, went outside, and started to whip himself. Just then, 3 Delta Minus workers were driving along the road at the bottom of the hill and saw the extraordinary spectacle. They stopped the car to watch. John was whipping himself repeatedly, and they could see the blood on his back. "Ford!" exclaimed the driver. 3 days later, the reporters started arriving. The savage was busy making arrows. The first of the reporters walked quietly up to him. "Good morning, Mr. Savage," he said. "I'm from the Hourly Radio." The savage jumped to his feet, dropping his arrows. "What do you want?" he asked angrily. "Our listeners would be happy to hear a few words from you," said the reporter, putting a microphone at the savage's mouth. "Can you tell us why you came here? And of course we all want to know about the whip. Just a few words." The savage took the reporter by the shoulder, turned him around, and kicked him very hard. 4 more reporters who arrived that afternoon received even stronger kicks. "Idiot! Why don't you take some soma?" one of them shouted at John from a safe distance. "Don't you know that soma makes evil and pain disappear?" The savage took his whip and stepped forward. The reporters ran to their helicopters and left. After that, the savage was left in peace for several days. One morning, he couldn't stop thinking about Lenina. He could feel her arms around his neck, her smooth body, her mouth. No. He had promised himself that he would think only of poor Linda. He had to punish himself. He ran out of the house, took the whip, and began hitting himself repeatedly, shouting, "Oh, Linda, forgive me! God, forgive me! I'm evil!" 300 meters away in the woods, the Feely Corporation's most expert animal photographer was hiding in a large tree. He had been there for 3 nights and 3 days, waiting. The first night, he had hidden microphones in the bushes round the lighthouse. He had hidden the wires in the sand. Now the moment had come. He directed his telescopic camera carefully. 12 days later, the new Feely film, The Savage, was showing all over Europe. The next afternoon, everything changed for John. Suddenly, above the lighthouse, an enormous crowd of helicopters appeared. John was working in the garden when he heard the noise. The helicopters landed one after another, and hundreds of people got out. They stood in a wide circle around the lighthouse, staring, laughing, taking pictures, and throwing peanuts and sex hormone chewing gum at John. The savage was shocked. He moved slowly backwards until he finally stood with his back to the wall of the lighthouse, staring in horror at the people in front of him.
"Go away!" he shouted furiously.
The crowd started to laugh, and he heard shouts of,
"Hurrah! Good old savage!" and, "Let's see the whip!"
He turned took the whip from its place on the wall and shook it at the crowd.
"Why don't you leave me alone?"
the savage cried.
"What do you want?"
"The whip! We want the whip!"
the crowd shouted. Suddenly, a few meters from the savage, another helicopter landed. The door opened and a young woman got out. It was Lenina. John couldn't believe it. She stood in front of the helicopter, put both hands over her heart, and held them out towards the savage. Finally, she stepped forward.
"Whore!"
The savage ran towards her like a madman and hit her with the whip. Terrified, she turned to run away, but she fell over a stone.
"Henry! Henry!"
she screamed.
But Henry Foster, who had come with her, had already hidden behind the helicopter.
The crowd came closer to watch.
"Oh!"
the savage cried.
"Why do I love you so much?"
Then he began whipping himself, crying,
"Kill this body of mine! Kill it!"
The crowd began a strange dance round John and Lenina, hitting each other with imaginary whips and shouting together,
"Kill it! Kill it!"
John continued whipping himself and Lenina in turn. Lenina tried to escape but couldn't. Finally, she fell to the ground and lay there motionless. When they were finally tired of the spectacle, the crowd started to leave. It was after midnight when the last of the helicopters left. Exhausted, John fell asleep on the ground. The sun was already high in the sky when he woke. Remembering the events of the day before, he covered his eyes with his hands.
"Oh, my God,"
he said.
That evening, the line of helicopters was 10 kilometers long. Stories about the evening before had been in all the newspapers. Thousands more curious people wanted to see the excitement.
"Mr. Savage!"
shouted the first people to get out of their helicopters. There was no answer. The door of the lighthouse was open. They walked in. There was no one there. Through an arch at the other end of the room, they could see the bottom of the stairs. Hanging under the arch, they could see a pair of feet.